We went to a swingers club last night. This was our second time in 2 years going to a club. We've done threesomes and been with couples a few times in the past 5 years. See my previous posts for stories. My husband spotted a younger looking couple that looked normal. Wife not dressed overly provocatively. Husband looked slightly nerdy. A potentially perfect fit for us. I am 42, 5 feet 9 inches tall, 150 pounds, curvy shoulder length brown hair, 32D breasts and pale white skin. My husband is 39, 6'1", 175 pounds, short brown hair, beard. She was maybe 5'8", curvier gal, nice chest, beautiful face, short wavy brown hair that sat on her shoulders and came to find out both nipples pierced. Him also about 5'8", maybe 160 pounds, mustache and goatee, slightly balding but well trimmed and well kept. Both wore glasses. Eventually we went over to talk to them. Her name was Carly and his was Jason. She was 28 and him 30. Married 10 years, a couple kids. And yes. Seemed entirely normal. This was only their second time at a swingers club, and it was our second time as well. Although my husband and I have done threesomes and played with couples. They had done neither. Although Carly had had a very erotic lap dance at a stripper club once with a female stripper whom she kissed and played with her chest. So she stated that she would consider herself bi-curious if not potentially bi. After a couple hours of chatting we find out that we are staying at the same hotel. On the same floor even. Eventually my husband asks me if we want to see about inviting them to come to our hotel room. He asks them if they would be interested in same room. No swapping spouses. Just being next to each other. Enjoying the show. They agree. We find out they took an Uber to the club so we offer to drive them back to our hotel and they accepted. We gave them the option of our room or theirs. They picked theirs, and we told them to message when they were ready for us to come over. Putting the ball in their court. If they wanted to back out they could and it was be okay. We didn't want to pressure them or push them. Our hotel was only 5 minutes from the club so it was a quick ride. After we went to our separate rooms we got ready. Just started packing our clothes away since we were leaving the next morning. And I brushed my teeth and told my husband to brush his. Didn't think we would go any further than us girls if that but wanted to be prepared regardless. We waited for their text over Kick which came a few minutes later. After knocking on their door we spent a few more minutes getting comfortable talking. Obviously they were nervous. Heck, I was nervous. Never done specifically same room sex only. And never played with a new couple that was completely new to this lifestyle themselves. Asked if it was okay to take my boots off and then I asked to join them on their king size bed. After chatting further I asked if she would be more comfortable kissing her husband or kissing me. She giggled nervously and said her husband which was perfectly fine. So my husband and I watched as they kissed. She was very responsive and we listened as she moaned into him. My husband then joined us on the bed as she invited him to. He slid next to me and we began kissing as well, me responding equally as I love being kissed and find it so incredibly arousing. Then Carly told us she'd already removed her bra in preparation for our visit. Then proceeded to tell us she wasn't really prepared to have sex with others. Hadn't just brushed her teeth. Or waxed. Told her those things didn't matter. I wasn't there to judge her. Just have fun with her, with them. I left one hand down the side of my body and left it lying next to hers. Eventually I felt her hand and lightly ran my fingers over her hand, to which she eventually held my hand in hers. We lightly played with our fingers while holding each other while our husbands kissed us, and fingers us. I loved hearing her moan as he worked his fingers between her thighs. My husband eventually took off my pants and panties and settled down on the floor putting my legs over his shoulders. It was a race to see who would come first, which she won. Very expressive and fun to listen to. When I finally came, she actually giggled in response to my coming, my enjoying from the pleasure my husband gave me. It was very sexy. Eventually during that she put my hand on her naked breast and I ran my fingers over her incredibly soft and supple skin. Played with her nipple piercing. I remember even having to stop myself from squeezing it too hard when I came since it was still in my hand. When I finished I rolled over and kissed her. My tongue searching for hers but never finding it. So settling for kissing her lips, sucking on her lower lip. Then turning her head to kiss her jaw, nipple and suck on her earlobe. Her neck. She sounded amazing as she moaned right next to my ear, my hand traveling across her chest, then eventually down her thigh and teasing her pussy just a little bit. My husband asked if Jason was okay and he replied a little nervous. I asked if what I was doing was okay and he said he'd like me to keep my hand waist up. Which I immediately did. My goal was to make this a memorable event experience by not crossing their boundaries and respecting them as a couple. So I immediately kept my hands waist and above. While he focused on his wife again with his fingers, I turned back to my husband and asked him to make me come again. He dropped back to the floor between my thighs and began kissing my lips and clit and working me like the expert cunnilinguist he is. Carly and I held hands again as our husbands pleasured. When we finally came, holy hell, it was fucking hot. I could feel her entire body trembling in response to Jason's fingers. For a solid minute I could feel her building up. This only heightened the intensity for me and we ended up coming at the same time. It was fucking amazing. My husband even commented on us working together. It was hands down one of the sexiest moments I've ever experienced with another woman. I then stripped my husband of his pants and got on my knees on the floor. I noticed he had pre-cum on his boxer briefs. He almost never has any pre-cum, and I was nearly salivating for his hard cock. I took him in my mouth, sliding my lips on his glands. Eventually lifting his cock up and spending time sucking on his balls lightly before returning to his cock. I looked up at him a few times, saw him looking down at me smiling, a couple times putting his hand on the back of my throat lightly fucking my face, making me take him deeper down my throat. Fucking love that. Jason was also getting a little love on his cock from him wife though I never stopped to take a look. Then he asked me to turn and lean over the bed so he could take me doggy style and proceeded to fuck me. With my head down into the bed I couldn't watch Carly and Jason but I knew that he had started fucking her while she was on her back at the edge of bed. I tried to make myself come with my fingers but performance anxiety finally seemed to get the better of me. I could get myself damn close but wasn't able to push myself over the edge one last time. Even with my husband bending down and pulling on my hair and then pushing me into the bed. It was hot as fuck and felt amazing but no third orgasm. However I wasn't disappointed as I'd already come twice. Heard Carly come at least three times and got to feel her body convulse. It was an incredibly sexy evening. Eventually we dressed and left the two of them alone. I kissed her goodbye and a very soft kiss on the lips for her husband. Told them both how much fun it was and I hope they had a good first time. I was nervous I had crossed a border touching her pussy and I truly didn't want either uncomfortable. My first time was amazing and I only wanted them both to have the same experience for themselves. We live fairly far apart so doubtful a second meeting would ever occur. But I would certainly join them again if they were to have us. They were fun. Playful. Responsive. Open. Honest. And ultimately simply fun to sit and talk to. I hope they found the evening as sexy as I did.